first.
You're truly unique, and so are your healthcare needs. So don't you deserve your own totally personalized plan for healthy living? Well, at Village Green Apothecary, they think you do, and they want to give you a customized healthy living plan that's as unique as you are. Their pharmacist, nutritionist, naturopathic doctor, and clinical herbalist are ready to help you develop your Essentials of Living plan today. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or call them at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. I am also reminding you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And we're on the air every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We try to bring you the latest information in diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. Please do visit the Village Green site or go to the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements in both places. Online, you can ask the expert, and in the store, you can talk to many experts. The store and the website should be your resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. So take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products when you're there. Now, we have a major topic today. We're going to be speaking with Victoria Wood, who is a medical nutritionist. We'll be talking about nutritional support for cancer patients, and Victoria is an expert in this area. I think you will be very enlightened to listen to her, and she'll have a lot of tips for us. Now, before we get started on the show, I wanted to go over just some tips on cancer and some facts, some information for you. I'm going to start out with prostate cancer because sometimes we spend too much time on the ladies, so we're going to spend the time first on the men. And this was a pretty comprehensive study on nutrition and prostate cancer. And what the epidemiologic data suggested was many things, but number one, that there was a positive association between meat and milk consumption and prostate cancer. Now, what they don't differentiate here is organic versus non-organic. And is it homogenized milk, which is pro-inflammatory, or is it organic milk? But in any case, that was noted. And there is a nine-fold decrease in prostate cancer mortality. Now, what that means is there's a nine-fold decrease in cancer deaths in Japanese men compared with those in the United States. And this is likely due in part to the high soy diet, and again, it is natural soy, which contains genistein and diatazine isoflavones that may be protective. In a prospective, what we call blinded study or blinded trial, there was a 50% decrease, this is significant, in total cancer deaths and a decrease in the incidence of prostate cancer in a group of men who received 200 micrograms a day of selenium. And that's why there were some selenium studies, and some of them are still ongoing with regard to prostate cancer. Now, vitamin E has been shown to inhibit cell growth in prostate cancer lines. There are many carotenoids, including lycopene, which have been shown to accumulate in the human prostate and inhibit the growth of prostate cancer cells in tissue cultures. In another study, it was found that only lycopene was associated with the reduction. So there are some differences. And vitamin D, we talk about this a lot. Vitamin D is extremely important to preventing all kinds of cancers, but cancer of the prostate is significant. And cancer of the breast, vitamin D deficiency is a risk factor for these cancers. Vitamin D itself is preventive. And vitamin D3 has been shown to actually inhibit the growth and the invasiveness of human prostate cancer cells. Now, prostate cancer is more common in northern countries as compared to those closer to the equator. We've talked about this a lot. What does that mean? It's a lack of sunshine. So where there's less sunshine availability, there is more prostate cancer, and that connection is vitamin D. The vitamin D is called the sunshine vitamin, and that is because when our skin, unprotected, gets exposed to sun, it converts cholesterol to vitamin D. So the authors in this study concluded that really a multiple nutritional interventional approach may be the most beneficial in the treatment of prostate cancer. Now just a few words on risks for breast cancer, and there are many. Estrogen dominance is something most people are familiar with. It can occur with PMS, fibroids. It can occur with elevated estrogen, progesterone, long-term from taking oral contraceptives or any kind of hormones, but also being exposed to the estrogenic, meaning estrogen-raising effects of PCBs and PBB and soft plastics. What these are is xenobiotic hormones. They are foreign sources of hormones. And actually, nature didn't design us to make hormones that are cancer-promoting. But that is not the bulk of what we're exposed to. We're exposed to many chemicals that have this xenoforeign estrogen effect. Hormone replacement certainly increases significantly breast cancer, and especially if it's Premarin and Provera, which the Provera are horse estrogens, and they are cancer-promoting. They're 40 times more cancer-promoting than natural progesterone. So it's not just the hormones, it's the kind of hormones. And we mentioned those xenoestrogens, and they come from over 500 billion pounds per year of synthetic chemicals. We have 85,000 individual man-made chemicals in our environment. Obesity is a risk factor. It's the high body fat, the apple shape. Increased fat cells result in increased estrogen because we make estrogen from fat cells. And a high total fat diet, especially deep fried fats and especially trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils, they're actually worse than deep fried fats. But these fats can stimulate the colon bacteria to make estrogen from cholesterol. Commercial meats have chemicals, antibiotics, and altered fatty acid content. They can cause problems. So we get a lot of damaging free radicals, especially when we have deep fried fats. And the trans I mentioned, we talk about this a lot, hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids. They are mutant plastic fatty acids. They are not naturally occurring. They are made, chemically induced, and under pressure and heat. They are antagonists to the good fatty acids that we need for healthy hormones, brain, immunity, epithelial tissues, metabolism, hormones, nerve function, and cholesterol. So trans fatty acids are a real interference and a co-carcinogen. That means that they promote cancer when they are used in conjunction with another carcinogen. So if you smoke and use margarines, you have an increased risk. Low fiber diets and low lignin are also risk factors. Fiber increases the fecal excretion of estrogen. And lignins from seeds and whole grains, especially a lot of people like to use ground flax seeds, what they do is they inactivate the estrogen. So these fibers are very helpful. High calorie diets, even if you're eating good foods, when you overeat, you get a lot of byproducts from maldigestion and a lot of free radical production. Sugars and high glycemic foods. Sugars are a cancer promoter. Cancers love sugar. It lowers immunity, and it decreases something we call phagocytosis. So the more sugar we have, the less bacterial fighting ability we have. Phagocytes help clean up invasions. And then tobacco use. It increases many cancers, including breast cancer. So it's not just lung cancer. It's a whole group of cancers that are increased. Alcohol consumption is an interesting one because a lot of people think they're doing something healthy, including a drink. But there is a 10% risk of increased breast cancer at one drink a day, a 40% risk increase at two or more per day. Now, that's pretty strong. Why? Alcohol consumption actually suppresses natural killer cells, and it's an antagonist to B vitamins and magnesium, and it's an accelerator to cancer growth and hormones. Stress is another factor. We know that it aggravates all kinds of conditions and certainly cancer promotion. And what can we do about it? Meditation, yoga, exercise, laughter, love. Lack of exercise certainly has been associated with increased risk for breast cancer. And if you exercise 4 hours per week, you can reduce risk 37%. These are significant numbers. Too little soy and too much soy can be a problem. Low intakes of those cruciferous vegetables, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels, kale, and collards, very helpful. They contain indole-3 carbinols, the broccoli factor. It reduces estrogens. And inadequate beneficial gut flora, we talk about that a lot. So we may discuss more of this with Victoria Wood. Victoria Wood is a medical nutritionist. She's going to join us in the next segment, and we'll be talking about nutritional support for cancer. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, and this is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after the break.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, you need all the natural support of Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Developed in 1955, Liver Care, known internationally as LIV52, has been proven in 182 published clinical trials. It supports the liver's function when it's challenged by our toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. Clean your filter. Look for Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
Every day, aches and pains can get in the way of living life to the fullest, from living life on your terms. Wobenzym N from Garden of Life is the natural choice for joint and tendon health, increased flexibility and mobility, as well as temporary relief from the aches, pains, and muscle soreness due to everyday activities. Trusted by millions worldwide and backed by decades of human clinical research, Wobenzym N can help you escape the everyday, leaving you free to experience the extraordinary health and life you deserve. Wobenzym N, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants. The natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBulardi from Metagenetics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for a healthy intestinal function. ProBulardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBulardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special, hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. I want to remind you to tune in next week for Kevin's show. He will be speaking with Jordan Rubin from the Garden of Life, and the topic is raw food supplements and systemic enzymes. That should be an interesting show as well. Now we're turning to our guest, Victoria Wood, who is a medical nutritionist, and she has 27 years of clinical experience, and she uses an individualized approach to evaluation and treatment, and she includes genetic assessment, her specialty in developing nutrition and lifestyle strategies to address health problems such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, mood and bowel disorders. She also conducts workshops for physicians and other health professionals, teaching them how to incorporate nutrition into treatment of a wide array of conditions. She is the clinical nutritionist for Colmac Clinic, a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program in Silver Spring, Maryland. Her formal education is stellar. It includes a BS in nutrition from Penn State and a master's in public health nutrition from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Thanks, Dana.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and our guests, our listeners know that what we're going to be talking about with you is nutritional approaches to cancer. We always like the listeners to go away with some tidbits they can begin to use right away, as well as some overall knowledge that will perhaps send them to the books and send them to a health food store to buy healthier food. So how do you want to begin as far as getting started with the information?
Well, the number one thing I'd like to say about nutrition and cancer is what I'm sure you know and maybe a lot of your listeners know, and that is 40% of cancer patients die of malnutrition. And that's really not necessary because all along the way, from certainly before the diagnosis, but especially after, it's so critical to use biomarkers to assess the terrain of the person. That's, you know, the inside terrain, as well as things that are going on outside, and the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the stress we endure. All of those things together can work in our favor or can work against us. And the great thing about getting cancer is that your level of willingness goes way up to change those things, and you can be healthier than you might have ever been had you not had cancer. It's real important to look at genetic markers, such as something called the VDR, to see if you take in vitamin D when you take it in a food or when you take it in a supplement, because, as you know, if on the day of diagnosis of breast cancer in particular, cancers in general, but let's just use breast cancer as an example, if you have optimal levels of D, your survival rate is much higher than if you have low levels of vitamin D, in which case your survival rate is much lower. And I'm still surprised that I just got a call from someone today. She's been in treatment for a couple of months. I said, do you know your vitamin D? She said no. So I think that's a more important number for people to know in terms of health and longevity than cholesterol ever will be. Another thing to know about is how your body metabolizes hormones, because whether you take them or you make them, when it comes to hormones, you need to get rid of them. And there are certain foods that can help to do that, such as broccoli seed sprouts and all the crucifers, really, you know, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts. All of those foods send a message into your body to say, get rid of the hormones once they've outlived their usefulness so they don't recycle and feed little teeny tiny estrogen-eating tumors. Also, inflammatory markers such as C-reactive protein, homocysteine, fibrinogen, all of those turn the flame up on genetic expression of all disease, including cancer. So what you want to do in changing that terrain is to turn the flame down so you stop telling the gene to express its cancer. Doesn't that make sense?
It does make sense, and you really say it so well, and I'm so glad you mentioned the vitamin D. I know we talk about this a lot, but it's such an easy test, and for our listeners out there, you want the 25-hydroxy vitamin D3 test. Now, today I just had a gentleman who has a colon cancer metastasis, and his physician, his primary care physician, immediately performed a vitamin D test. I was impressed.
That's great. That's a good doctor.
Yes, very good. What else can we talk about with regard, you know, this 40% of cancer patients die of malnutrition? I don't think most people are aware, because when someone dies, they usually say, oh, they had cancer and they died. Explain how the malnutrition happens as patients are going through cancer treatment.
Well, it happens because the most common reason is that anybody who's ever gone through chemo and radiation or known somebody who has knows that your appetite goes down. you get mouth sores when you don't do a nutrition program, when you don't take glutamine and deglycerize licorice and beneficial flora, again, to alter the terrain that gives rise to these side effects, that keeps you from eating, stops you from absorbing your nutrients because you need more pancreatic enzymes. You need lots of good flora, lots of glutamine. I mean, this is all in the scientific literature. Every single person, before they start chemo or radiation, should be on high-dose glutamine, which is just a single amino acid that protects the gut wall and all the surface tissue from your mouth down to your anus. And if you can get mouth sores that you can feel, you can get them all along your intestinal tract, and that creates all sorts of side effects that you needn't have if you just do those interventions. Beneficial bacteria is really important because you know that antibiotics can wipe out your good flora, and your good flora is what helps you metabolize food and make all sorts of chemicals that are anti-inflammatory, that are anti-cancer. And if you can imagine that if antibiotics can do that, what chemo, which is a much bigger gun, does to beneficial flora. So you have to put it back so that you have a healthy internal terrain. And if you do, you'll be able to eat food and digest it better and absorb it so that you keep your cells healthy and you keep your metabolism working. The branched chain amino acids are very important, such as in whey protein. If you don't feel like eating, you can always have a whey protein shake, and you can put coconut powder in it, which is a very important fatty acid called lauric acid, which stimulates natural killer cells, and natural killer cells are very important when it comes to going after cancer. And you can put blueberries in it. Blueberries are a really nice, low glycemic index, healthy fruit. Most people know that cancer cells have 6 to 15 times the number of insulin receptors on their cell surface as healthy cells, so it's important to keep your blood sugar at an optimal range, not too high, so you don't want to eat really high glycemic index foods, and that would really help keep your nutrition good. Also, flaxseed, of all the fibers, ground flaxseed is my favorite because not only does it provide a healthy vegetarian source of omega-3s, but it also escorts those toxic hormones, including a certain kind of testosterone and a certain kind of estrogen, out of your body so that it doesn't hang around to feed tumors. What we really want to do is we want to protect healthy cells. We want to stop feeding the tumors the things that they like to eat, and we want to augment any kind of treatment that you're doing, such as curcumin. Now, curcumin is a wonderful herb, the active ingredient in turmeric. And there's actually a study in Anti-Cancer Research, February 2010, so this is pretty recent. This is the title of the article, Dana. Curcumin targets FOLFOX, which is a kind of chemo that includes 5-FU and oxyplatinum, as well as leucovorin, I think. And it targets FOLFOX-surviving colon cancer cells by inhibition of EGFR and IGF-1R. Okay, those are tumor markers that are also important to test, but we'll get to that in a moment. The point of the study is that these data suggest that the inclusion of curcumin in conventional chemotherapeutic regimens is an effective strategy to prevent the emergence of chemo-resistant colon cancer cells. One of the things you really want to try to do when you're having chemo is to keep the cells responding to the chemo. And so we all know about multi-drug resistance, and curcumin is one of the things that keeps those cells responding to the chemo so that they will die and you will live.
Now, this is fascinating. In fact, if you would send me that article, I would be very happy about that, because this is really breaking news.
It's really important. And, you know, I've known for years that colon polyps, which is certainly can be a precursor to colon cancer, can be inhibited. I mean, they can be eliminated by a combination of curcumin and quercetin. Now, curcumin comes from turmeric. One of the sources of quercetin is yellow onions. You can use it, get it from apples. You can certainly take it in a capsule form. But the combination of those two things together work better than either one apart by itself. That's the way nature works. Nature works in a web-like way. And unfortunately, historically, we've used cancer treatment using a linear model. Oh, you have cancer, you need to take this drug. And more you're seeing drug cocktails, right?
Yes.
Synergy. They're using things that work together. And when they finally get to the point of pulling in nutrition, the whole will be so much greater than the sum of its parts, and people will live better, they will live longer.
Well, and this is what you're doing with patients, and what I'm doing is trying to use the nutrients, a diet change, and being very aware of the medications or the types of treatment, radiation, and adapting to that to give the best outcome. And when we come back, we'll talk more about nutrition and cancer, about some of the tumor markers, what they mean, and what to look for. If you're just tuning in, folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after the break with more information from Victoria Wood.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, and herbalists and naturopaths. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or call 301-530-08.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a megafood cold fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green...
Welcome back, listeners, to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. We both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please tune in next week. Kevin has an interesting show talking with Jordan Rubin from the Garden of Life, and they'll be talking about raw food supplements and systemic enzymes. Now, we've been talking with Victoria Wood, who's a medical nutritionist. She's local in the area. We've been talking about nutritional support for cancer patients. Victoria, please give people your contact information should they want to get in touch with you.
They can call me at my office, 301- 770-4244, or they may email me at victoriawood@starpower.net.
Excellent. victoriawood@starpower.net. Excellent. Let's recap a little of what we just spoke about when it comes to nutrition and cancer, and spin off with more information.
Okay. Everyone who gets a diagnosis of cancer can do a nutrition program to get ready for treatment so that their terrain, internal terrain as well as external terrain, should be assessed. They should have the proper cancer diagnosis so they know as much about the kind of cancer they have as possible. You know, Dana, you and I are both old enough to remember when people had lung cancer, they just had lung cancer, right?
Right.
And now they have different kinds of lung cancer.
Right.
Diagnosed, you know, non-small cell lung cancer. They have estrogen positive or progesterone positive or negative breast cancer. They have HER2-new positive or negative. They have something called triple negative breast cancer. And so it's important to know as much specifics about your tumor as possible. There's a lab called Wiesenthal. You can go on wiesenthal.org and you can find out how you can have your tumor sample sent to them so that they can look at the effect of the chemo on your particular kind of cancer so that they can see if it works that way instead of putting it in your body and only to find out it doesn't work. And there are lots of cases I've seen of people taking a drug that didn't work, and you really shouldn't have to go through that when you can make another choice. There's another lab called Response Genetics, and they test particular tumor markers such as ERCC, EGFR. These are all different kinds of genetic either tumor markers or mutations. There's one called KRAS, and it can tell the doctor a lot about how to proceed with treatment. For instance, if somebody has the EGFR, which is a protein that causes cancer cells to grow and divide, Tarceva works in those people for lung cancer in particular. And then there's another mutation called KRAS for whom Nexavar works in the research. But if they have other markers, if they're going to take tamoxifen, they need to have the cytochrome 2D6 liver enzyme assessed because that's needed for tamoxifen to work. And they need to know, for instance, that calcium deglucarate is a form of calcium and glucuronic acid that actually is synergistic with tamoxifen because it increases a pathway called glucuronidation, which decreases the recycling of estrogens, and so it has tamoxifen to work along with the calcium deglucarate so that you get a lowering of your estrogen and you stop feeding those estrogen-positive tumors. There are so many... you know, it used to be that antioxidants doctors were afraid of them because so much cancer therapy was pro-oxidation, but that's not true anymore. Number one, we know now that many more studies than not show that the tumor kill effectiveness of treatment is increased by antioxidants, and I would refer you to reading Ralph Moss, Antioxidants Against Cancer, or going on to Ralph Moss's website for more information. But as you know, Dana, there was a drug that's been used for years called amifostadine, and it's an antioxidant that has been used along with other drugs such as cisplatin to protect healthy cells while the cisplatin is killing the cancer cells. And that amifostadine is actually an antioxidant. It comes from thioctic acid, which is related to lipoic acid. So they've been using antioxidants for years and not realizing, I think, what they were using. But not all chemos nowadays work as pro-oxidants. Many target cell signaling, like the ones I just mentioned in terms of the EGFR and the KRAS. And did you see the Washington Post today, Dana?
I did.
And on the last page of the health section, page E6, they talk about matching the drug with the tumor. And the first paragraph says, lung cancer patients given drugs such as Tarceva and Nexavar fare better when their tumors are first tested for certain genetic traits and then matched with the corresponding treatment. This is the future of cancer therapy. And when you put that along with the synergistic effect of nutrients, we're going to see a whole new ball game when it comes to cancer survival, not just survival, but living well. For example, resveratrol, the active ingredient in red wine and red skin peanuts and red grapes and my favorite, pomegranates. Resveratrol decreases the genetic expression of the breast cancer genes BRCA1 and 2. But how often do you ever hear when somebody says she's struggling with making a decision about having a prophylactic mastectomy, of her being told, well, you know, there are things you can do to turn the flame down on that genetic expression. You don't have to just wait for time to go by.
It's powerful, and it's unfortunate. It was a discussion we were having today with this patient that it is not more available within the traditional medical community. Although what I've found, I don't know what your experience is, that the oncologists are much more open now than they used to be, and actually some are encouraging.
Yes, it's changing slowly. I just had a conversation with an oncologist at GW the other day, and she said, I'm a little nervous about all these nutritional supplements, but if you tell me you know what you're doing, I said, well, this is my specialty. I know what I'm doing. And she said, you know, I've been taught to be nervous about antioxidants. And I said, can you give me any research that points to it being a problem? Now, we've all heard of the Finnish study with smokers, which is what I tell my patients is, if you're not Finnish, you're not smoking, you don't have alcoholic liver damage, and you're not taking synthetic beta-carotene while you continue to smoke during the chemo, you don't need to worry, because there were all those factors. It was a terrible study, and it's the one that gets cited all the time. But I said, other than the Finnish study, doctor, can you give me any citations for antioxidants being harmful during cancer therapy? She said, no, I really can't.
And that's right. I actually spoke with one of the local centers with their radiation oncologist, because one of the radiation oncologists said that he forbids the use of antioxidants in all of his patients as being working against the radiation. Yet he was using the injection of ethiol, which is an antioxidant that promotes healthier protection of the normal cells, which he told me, and higher tumor kill rate. And when I asked him to explain the difference between him injecting what I called an atom bomb of an antioxidant, which I agreed with, versus me not being able to give the patient vitamin C or vitamin E, he had no answer. He did not know it was an antioxidant. And his response was, well, it's a prescription medicine. And I said, it's an atom bomb of an antioxidant. And he finally made this statement. He said, I don't know what you know. I don't want to know what you know. If I had the time, I wouldn't take the time. But I insist that my patients take my advice on nutrition, which was based, as he said, on his own ignorance. I actually went to the head of the department on that
Good.
One. So,
you know what that reminds me of, Dana? The Mark Twain quote that is one of my favorites. And he said, it's not the things that people don't know that's the problem. It's the things they do know that just ain't so.
Good one. Good one. Well, we have just about another minute in this segment. What else do we want to tell people? I do want you to give me the name of the lab for patients and listeners to know about genetic markers.
Okay. One of them is Response Genetics. They can go online to Response Genetics and learn all about the different markers. They do markers for lung, colon, and gastric cancers.
Okay.
There's also the Clearity Foundation, like the word clear, C-L-E-A-R, and then I-T-Y, Clearity Foundation. They do testing for different markers. And then, as I said before, Wiesenthal.org actually does the chemo sensitivity drug resistance testing. And they do lots of different gene mutation assessments. I actually had a patient the other day told by her oncologist, he said, I don't believe in that genetic testing stuff. I just had to laugh at, because it's like, that's right in his ballpark. He does believe in it. I mean, he couldn't do his work if he didn't believe in it. That's what it's based on. But I did want to tell people that if they're going to get their bodies ready for chemo and radiation, one of the best herbs to use, and make sure you get a high-quality, standardized ginkgo, because it can sensitize cells for chemo and radiation, as opposed to St. John's wort, which should be avoided before chemo and radiation. It actually can do more harm than good. And so these are cases where you really do need to know what you're doing. It's not just a one-size-fits-all and, oh, yeah, this herb is really good in all cases for everybody. You really need to know the person you're working with, the kind of cancer they have, the molecular markers that you've looked at, because K3 is a particular form of vitamin K. I think that we're going to see vitamin K in the same way that we're now seeing vitamin D. People have deficiencies of it. We make an assumption that everybody has plenty, but in fact, when it's tested, they don't. And K3 can also sensitize our cells for chemo and radiation to work better.
Excellent. Excellent. What I'd like to do, Victoria, is when we come back for the final segment, we'll give more information. This is chock full of information, and also try to summarize what we've been trying to say throughout the show. Please hang in there with us, folks. We're having an interesting discussion on nutritional support for cancer patients with Victoria Wood. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code, available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and reminding you to tune in next week for Kevin when he discusses with Jordan Rubin interesting topics, raw food supplements and systemic enzymes. And Victoria Wood is our guest. She's a medical nutritionist, and she has been speaking to us about the very interesting subject of nutrition and cancer. Her contact information is victoriawood@starpower.net. And her telephone number is 301-270-4244. Well, this is our last segment, Victoria. What have we forgotten that we should cover?
Okay, I did talk a little bit about how you can have tumor markers done to tell you which chemos will work best for you. It's important for people to know that there are markers such as the P53 gene. Some people call it the guardian of the genome. I think of it as the bouncer to keep out all of the bad guys from doing harm to our tissues and our genes. But when that gene is mutated, and some of the things that I know that can mutate it, this is not my field, but I know a couple of things are the HPV virus, asbestos, and other things in the environment. If you can be tested for the P53 gene mutation, and if you have it, Adriamycin will not work for you. So isn't it a good thing?
Yes.
Ask these questions before you do something, and then you find out, as many of my patients have after they've gone through hell for 6 weeks or 6 months, oh, that didn't work. Well, weren't there some questions that we could have asked before? And we used to not be able to say yes to that question. Now we can.
Well, how does someone get the P53 gene test done?
They tell their doctor they want it to be tested. I mean, it's not a complicated test to do. It's a pretty easy test, and they can just tell them they want it to be tested.
And that can be done through a regular lab?
Regular lab, as far as I know, yes.
Good.
I think it's important for people to know that curcumin also prevents radiation burns of radiation therapy without interfering with the benefits of radiation. So taking a high-dose turmeric supplement and make sure that it has bioperin in it, because that's the only way that curcumin is really activated and bioavailable. So if you're going to take a supplement, it's important to take the highest quality supplement available. I think it's important for people to know that chemotherapy side effects can be mitigated without reducing the effectiveness of the chemo. And things such as N-acetylcysteine and CoQ10. CoQ10 was found in 1984 to be protective against heart damage in women who were using Adriamycin. And it's very, very important to protect your heart, because the last thing you want is to get rid of the cancer and now you have cardiomyopathy or heart damage.
Right, and that's common.
It is very common, and it's unnecessary. It'd be one thing if it was the price you had to pay for the treatment, but it's an unnecessary price. Whey protein, as I said before, you want to keep your branched-chain amino acids up, because the more muscle you have, the better your immune system works. Selenium, a particular form of selenium, selenocysteine, which is a combination of selenium with the amino acid cysteine, has been shown to increase glutathione peroxidase, which is one of the most powerful cancer cell killers and antioxidants in the body. Melatonin. It's interesting. If you did a PubMed search on melatonin, you would find some fascinating research. I just forwarded one to the oncologist at Georgetown I was telling you about earlier, because we share a patient who has non-small cell lung cancer, and it talked about the synergistic effect of the chemo that he's using with melatonin at 20 milligrams.
Wow.
It's not just the 1 or 2 or 3 milligrams. So it's really important that you look at the literature, you make sure if you're going to have an advocate, which that's what I think of myself as, an advocate, to be kind of a consultant, to say, oh, this is what the best things are in the scientific literature that we know to increase your chances of living well and living longer. And sometimes people can live with a cancer if they have the right support, as opposed to killing every last cancer cell, in which case you end up with kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure, and then you die. But you've killed the cancer. So we're seeing more and more that it can be a managed disease, such as heart disease.
And what we're seeing, with what I'm hearing you say, and certainly been my observation, is when we provide optimum nutrition and keep the calorie intake at a level that will maintain a healthy weight, what we get is better tumor kill, because the body has to be strong. The medications cannot do it alone. If the body's immune system is weak, it's not going to work.
That's right. There's a particular form of vitamin E I would like people to know about. It's a dry powder form of succinate, S-U-C-C-I-N-A-T-E. And studies show that a pulse dose, meaning you take it for a little while, then you stop taking it, of 200 units of vitamin E appears to be the induction of tumor suppressor protein P21. And so we know now, isn't it great that now we're practicing nutrition after the human genome was decoded?
Yes, yes.
Because when I was in school back in 19, it was, We didn't know much about genes at all. I was taught that fiber had no value.
Me too. It's an
right?
They called it an anti-nutrient,
right.
And that there was no difference between white bread and high fiber. We're telling our age.
I know it's true, but I'm glad. I'm glad that I have that historical perspective because it makes me appreciate so much where we are today.
Oh yes.
So we know that the more common acetate form of vitamin E has been ineffective in slowing cancer cell growth. And that's why when you see studies and you see them give you conflicting information, you always have to go back and say, what did they use? Just like with the Finnish smoker study, they used a synthetic crappy beta-carotene, the kind you would get at, you know, Costco or Target. It certainly wasn't a high-quality mixed carotenoid of alpha, beta, delta, gamma, which is the way you get it from food. That's the way you should get it from supplements. So a lot of times you see studies where they did not use a high-quality supplement.
And this is something
that
it's an educational issue. It's hard enough for people to understand what vitamins or nutrients they need. The other aspect is how do they know it's functional, and that's what's tricky.
Yes, it's true.
Well, we certainly have covered a lot about both the dietary, the supplements that are beneficial. Is there anything else we need to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I want to make sure that people know that, for instance, lung cancer can be estrogen ER-positive or negative, just like breast cancer. We used to think that the breast was just where the ER positive or negative was. Now we're seeing it in lung tumors. We're seeing it in colon tumors. And that's good news because it means that if you have it, you have that ER status positive, you could be responsive to an aromatase inhibitor. You would have more options for treatment, both with medications as well as nutrients, because a natural aromatase inhibitor is ground flaxseed and diindolmethane, which is from cruciferous vegetables. And if I was going to pick one supplement for people to take when they have cancer or to prevent cancer, I would recommend Oncoplex ES, ES for extra strength. And if you want to learn more about Oncoplex, it comes from broccoli seed sprouts. It stimulates the apoptosis, which is the cell suicide that the cancer cells lack that message, so they don't self-destruct like healthy cells do. But this broccoli seed sprout extract will tell it to do that. And you can go to brassica.com and read the research that's been done where this has been developed at Johns Hopkins. And you can click on the different cancers and you can look at how it worked with different kinds of cancers. But it is an awesome, awesome formula. And, you know, most of the people I work with aren't going to eat broccoli seed sprouts every single day. But you can take Oncoplex with each meal. And you can give that cancer cell a message that says, die.
Well, that's a wonderful way to end this program. And I will remind people that that's a Zymogen product, X-Y-M-O-G-E-N. Fabulous product. And you can get those at Village Green. I'm sorry we have to end this up. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
For joining us. And just to our listeners, I want to thank you for joining us and remind you to tune in here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., and it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. May your days be filled with breathtaking moments. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBulardi from Metagenetics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for a healthy intestinal function. ProBulardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBulardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260
WWRC, Washington.